Okay, let's get into Shabbos Daf Tezvav, the 15th Daf here in Masechta Shabbos in the first parak. As we continue, a couple of more Dafim here in the first parak, Yitzios HaShabbos. So we're discussing on Yudan Abayz. We're discussing the Isuri Durabanan Machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. We had a number of cases in yesterday's Mishnah that Beis Shammai did not allow you to do certain malachas in erev Shabbos unless it started from before Shabbos. Again, the formulation in the Bavli and the understanding in the Bavli is that that doesn't matter whether it started before Shabbos or not. The issue is Shvisas Kalim, whether your Kalim have to rest on Shabbos. But here in the Yerushalmi, you have a different presentation. Here in the Yerushalmi, it seems like based on a Pasuk, as we saw yesterday, the Rabbi Beis Shammai learns from a Pasuk that you are not allowed to have a malacha start on Shabbos. Start on Shabbos. As long as you started it before Shabbos, then it is okay. That's what the how we darshan in the pasuk. Sheishes yamim tavod v'yasisa kol malachtecha. Call on the 6 days. Call from the word kala, finish. All your work has to be finished. So if it started beforehand, then it's not called. You know, it's not. It's nimshach to the weekday. While Beis Hillel said no. Sheishes yamim tavod uvayom. Right. So even on Shabbos, one could have certain work done by themselves. So that's how we understood the activities that the Brisa said are allowed as long as they start beforehand, poskanama lagina, putting the kiloris, all the different activities that you're allowed to, except for if there is loud noise. With the malacha, that was apsha milsa, that was mashmios es hakol, we saw that, yesterday. By the way, I didn't mention yesterday, Ramosha has a tshuva years ago about an alarm clock. An alarm clock waking you up for minyan. Ramosha is not so, keen on, no, maybe it's ashmas kol. That's what it's called. Depends how loud it is. How loud it is. If it could only be heard in that room and not in the next room, it's probably not a Shema Eskol. Only very, very, very low. But, the Minhag Olam has come to be even, Shabbos clocks, which don't make noise, but in terms of the chashash of, oh, will people think that you put it down on Shabbos? So I think originally when it first started, maybe there was more of a chashash, but now everybody knows that there are Shabbos clocks and things go on Shabbos. So I think it's less of an issue. So then we brought up, the Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel each had a taina against to each other, and neither of them had a good answer. But the Reb Zeira says, well, I have an answer. If I would put my head in between the lions, I would have an answer. So we just did the second one. The Beis Shammai said to Beis Hillel, don't you agree for the Mishnah later on that there are certain limitations on how you are allowed to leave food on a flame before Shabbos? So you see, Beis Shammai says, doesn't that mean that it has to be started before Shabbos? Isn't that what that means? So Rabbi Zeira says, I have an answer. No, there's more of a chashash of movement. And Shema Yechate, we'll call it, when it comes to basar, batzal, ubeitza. That was the language of darken l'shapich, right? They need help. They need to be stirred. They need to be turned over. And therefore, that's why, that's the issue about leaving things before Shabbos. But here, there's no issue. So continuing there, the Gemara says, as we know, we'll learn this, more in the third parak. Of Shabbos, Parakira. So Gemara says, Amar Reb Yudin, about 8 lines up from the bottom on Yud Dal Adam Abayz, Amar Reb Yudin, Nitzlu Kachilas Ben Drusai Asru. Reb Yudin says, even if something is prepared, Kachilas Ben Drusai we know was a bandit that always ate on the run, and he didn't have time to have his food fully cooked, so he either had his food half or a third. Machlokas Rambam Rashi, whether it was half cooked or a third cooked, but either way, is a stage of Bishul for many Rishonim. That's the Sage of Bishul. And the Gemara here, though, says, Reb Yudin says, even Machlo Ben Drusai, that's not good enough. Asru, Darav HaShakal HaSapech. Something they usually move around, so we're nervous that you're going to move it around. You might stoke the flames before Shabbos. Ad Kadeshi Yisla, Kol Tzarchem Od Yom. It has to be fully cooked, Reb Yudin said. It has to be fully cooked before Shabbos. And the Gemara says, Amar Reb Mana Lo Mistavra Delo Mutter. No. It doesn't have to be. Doesn't make sense. It's not logical to say that is not allowed if it's fully cooked, right? If it's fully cooked, even if it doesn't have to be fully cooked, it could even be a little bit ready, like Machlo Ben Drusai. Why? Dinin Yachlon Lameibar Diinun. If it would be true, if it needs to be fully cooked, then Beis Hillel could have had an easy answer to Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says, hey. Like my cases, it has to be fully dyed. It has to be fully dyed before Shabbos. And what about this case of cooked? So Beis Hillel could have said, what are you comparing? Dinan yachlon lameimar lon, They could have said, again, if it would be true that it has to be fully cooked before or fully roasted before Shabbos, they could have said, how are you comparing from something that has to be totally cooked before Shabbos? Even in your cases, it doesn't have to be fully done before Shabbos. As we said, it has to just be started, the dyeing or the other cases that the watering has to be started. So if it was true that Beis Hillel needed fully cooked, they could have had a good distinction that they could have answered Beis Shammai. The fact that they didn't answer that, it must be that's not true. It doesn't have to be fully cooked before Shabbos. Macho ben Drusai is enough. And we know this is already the main sugya of this Bishul. You have a couple of Mishnayos here, these halachas relating to Bishul on Erev Shabbos, but we know most of it is in the third parak. Just to review, remember two or three points, and that is regarding Bishul Daraisa. Bishul Daraisa, there is Bishul Daraisa when I make something before Machu Ben Drusai to Machu Ben Drusai. When I make something edible through cooking, so then that's the Nisa Daraisa of Bishul. Right? I using a medium of heat in order to create a change in the food, to make it edible, Machu Ben Drusai, so that's Daraisa. There's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Rashba. What about from Machu Ben Drusai to Mevushal Kol Tzarecho? It's edible, but I go from edible to fully cooked. Is that an Issa D'Araisa or an Issa D'Rabbanan on Shabbos? That's the machlokas between the Rambam and the Rashba. We're machmir. We're machmir to assume that might be an Issa D'Araisa also. Everybody agrees, though, once it's fully cooked, Mevushal Kol Tzarecho, two, even better, what's called mitztamik v'yafelo, right? The challah might be fully cooked, you know, on a Friday night, but you leave it overnight. It tastes even better on Shabbos morning. That's called mitztamik v'yafelo. That's not daraisa. Fully cooked in mitztamik v'yafelo is for sure not daraisa. So past machu ben drusoy transition, that's daraisa. Machu ben drusoy to mevushal kol tzarecho is a machlokas Rambam Rashba, and we're machmir for that shita. And then after that is not. But that's all daraisa by solids. By liquids, of course, you can't go by edibility. Because by liquids, you know, you can drink it cold. So by liquids, it goes by temperature. Right? Yatzoledesbo. That's the shear by liquids for daraisa. But what we have here in our Gemara is the issue of Bishul, the Xeris of Bishul Durabanan, which we know are the three worlds of Shehiyah, Hachzara, and Hatmana. The three worlds of Bishul Durabanan, what you're not allowed to do, Shehiyah is how you are allowed to leave on food on a heat source before Shabbos. Hachzara is how you're allowed to put food on a heat source on Shabbos. And Hatmana, there's Hatmana, insulation, there's Hatmana before Shabbos and on Shabbos with different halachas. That's in the fourth parak of Shabbos, Bame Tomnin, Ubame In Tomnin. Right? That's the fourth parak. But Shehiyah is what our Gemara is talking about here. Right? There are chashos that if I leave food on a fire before Shabbos, so there's no daraisa. Right? That's a rule. ABCs. One cannot violate an issa daraisa malach on Shabbos unless you do an action on Shabbos. Impossible. Impossible to violate a malacha Shabbos unless you do an action on Shabbos. So if we're talking about leaving food on a flame before Shabbos, that's been the world of Durabanan, Shehiyah. So we know there are precautions that are discussed like here. Like here, Ein Solen. There are precautions because we're nervous that if the flame is on and, to use the language of the rush in the third parak, B'nei Yisrael Adukin Ba'onek Shabbos. We love our Shabbos food. We want to make sure that it tastes good. And therefore, we're nervous that if you see the food, you want to make sure it's going to be ready. So you're going to move you're going to move it closer to the fire. You're going to stoke the flames, whatever it is. So that's why there are precautions that are put into place so that we don't forget. We don't forget. And one of the major precautions is, how am I allowed to leave food on a flame before Shabbos? The machlokas between Chananya and the Rabbanan. Machlokas Tanoim, the beginning of Akira, and a major machlokas we've shown in Weepaskin like. Chananya and the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan say that it has to be to leave food on a fire before Shabbos. It has to be machlokas, whether it has to be cooked like machlo ben drusoy, or even more. Once it's cooked to machlo ben drusoy, is that good enough that you don't have to cover it, the flame, to remind you? Or even if it's machlo ben drusoy, do you have to still cover it? So Chananya's makel. Chananya says that one can be makel and one is allowed as long once it's mevushal, once it's machlo ben drusoy, you don't have to cover it. And the Rabbanan are machmir, you have to cover it even there. So, lechadchila, lemaisa, we go like the Rabbanan, but me'ikar adin, there are many Rishonim, that pasim like Chananya. Rashi is very unusual to give us his psak. Once in a while, Rashi says a psak, so here, Rashi says a psak. Rashi says here, in the beginning of Kira, if I could find it, Rashi says, I think it's on, later on, when Rashi says, Va'anan, I think he says somewhere here on Lamed Zayin Mabez, later on, not at the beginning of the parak, but I think he says somewhere, Va'anan kechananya samchinan, right? We pass him like Chananya, and that is what Tosfos also holds. The Rambam and the Rif argue, they pass him like the Rabbanan. That is towards the bottom here, I think, on Lamed Vav Amid Beit. But either way, that is a major machlokas. We pass in Lachadchila like the Rabbanan, Maker Adin like Chananya. Okay, that's a little bit about Shehiya. There's a lot more about Shehiya that we will have to get to. Says the Mishnah, top of Tez Vav Ben Aleph here. Lach Vav says the Mishnah, Beishame Yomer, more cases. Ein Nosnin Unin Shal Pishtan L'Tochatan, or one is not allowed to put a bundle of flax into an oven, ela kadesha yavhilu mibod yom. That's part of the processing of the flax. Yavhilu, somehow the heat and the steam clean the flax. They clean it. So this is the malacha of malabin. So one is only allowed to do this, put the flax in, as long as it gets steamed and hot Friday. Right, like we said on yesterday's daf, it has to start beforehand. Velo es atzemer liyore, and this is dyeing, right? Putting wool into a cauldron of dye in order to get a color. It has to be nikla, it has to get some of the color before Shabbos. Ubeis Hillel matirin. Ubeis Hillel is matir. In these cases, no, you can set it up before Shabbos, and then you can forget about it and let it be done on Shabbos. There's no drasha, as according to yesterday's daf, or there's no Isser Shrisas Kalem. Beishamei Omrim Bechulu Ma'o Mishani. What's the question here? Says the Pnei Moshe. Question is, Beishamei, you say that all you need is a little bit before Shabbos? A little bit of cleaning, a little bit of dyeing? What is that? What significance is that? What Hana'a, Mishani, what Hana'a are you getting from just a little bit of color, a little bit of cleaning? And have you accomplished something? Right, let's say you have a shirt that's really dirty and it has 12 stains and you cleaned off 3 stains. You're going to wear it. It's cleaned. Right. So for the malacha of malabein, yes. Right. Any little cleaning. It doesn't have to be fully cleaned. But that's what the Gemara is saying. You have to do something significant before Shabbos in order for Beis Shammai to say, oh, you started. So a little cleaning, a little dying. So the Gemara says, yeah. Amar Rabbi Yevoh kagon ilein kurayai delo. Delo makpidin. What ilein kurayai from the word, from these villages, villagers. Right, the Pnei Moshe, Ilan Kurayai, Bnei HaKfarim, Delo Makpidinim Nisabu L'Gamri Olo. It's like these villages. It gets a little clean, that's good enough for me. I don't live in a big city, doesn't have to be perfect. You know, little village, so that's good enough. So, because it's enough for these villagers, so you see it's a significant act, and therefore for everyone, it's considered enough in terms of starting the Malacha on Erev Shabbos. Good. Rav Yehuda b'shem Shmuel. Remember Rav Yehuda, the Amora, Talmud of Rav, and then the Talmud of Shmuel. Rav Yehuda b'shem Shmuel. Now we're getting to Beis Hillel. When Beis Hillel says it's mutter, v'hi shetei ha-yora akura. When we're talking about mutter, it's only if the yora that you put the wool in is off the fire, is akura. Avalam haisa ha-yora kivua asura. But if the yora, if the cauldron of dye is still on the fire, so then it's usher to put it in right before Shabbos, even according to Beis Hillel. Why? Because you're nervous that maybe the dye is going to be, you know, run out and burned up. Sometimes you look in the chal and then there's no more water, you gotta add, right? So here you're nervous that maybe the dye is going to be burnt up by the fire. And you're gonna want to add water. And that's, you're gonna add cold water. That's cold water, and that's a malacha d'oraisa. You can't add water to a fire on Shabbos. And that's why there's a chashash. It's similar to the Bishul case. You're nervous about that, and therefore it is a problem. Are you allowed to add? What happens in the case I just mentioned? What happens? You check your chalant on Shabbos, and it's drying out, and it's getting burned. You need to add water. So what do you do? I'll put in cold water. No, that's also d'oraisa. Right? That's not allowed. So what do you do? So the best thing to do is, if the chalant is on a covered fire, right? Remember the shitas of hachazara, right? The 5 conditions, we just spoke about Shehi a little bit. What about the 5 conditions of hachazara, returning something to a flame on Shabbos? 5 conditions. 2 or 3 of them are ma'akev. 2 of them, you know, are bidi'eved, there's flexibility. But one is covered fire. One cannot put anything, even fully cooked, onto an open fire on Shabbos. Asur midrabanan. Right? I'm taking a fully cooked item, putting it onto an open fire, also drabanan. What do you mean? I did bishul. It's mavusha kol tzarcho. Right? So it doesn't matter. So an open fire. Number 1, covered fire. Number 2, it has to be fully cooked. Those are the two conditions you can't get out of. If something is not fully cooked and something is not a covered fire, then there's nothing to talk about. Number three, chan b'miksas. Not totally cold. Right? It's still warm. Right? Number three. And the other two are o debiyado and daita lahachzir. Right? I'm still holding it and I have das. When I took it off, I have das to put it back. Those are the five conditions of hachzara. But what do you do here? I want to put in some hot water into my chalent, so I can't put in cold water. So what am I going to do? I'm going to put in boiling hot water. So the best thing to do is, as long as the crock pot is lined, let's say, so it's a covered flame, and therefore I could put something back, so then I could take the insert, put it underneath an urn, right, that is boiling hot, and go directly from the urn, putting some hot water into the chalent, and then putting it back on. So that's going from a kli rishon on a fire to another kli rishon that's going to be on a fire, and that is would be allowed. Sometimes it's a little difficult to get the insert underneath the urn and just the maneuvering. So the poskim do say that if need be, one could even put it into another kli, into a kli sheni, and then put it back in to the urn, to the insert, and then put it back on. Best to not put it the water into the chalent pot while it's on the fire. That's a kobo about the magus, about stirring it when it's on. But there are ways. But here, just put cold water in. That's what the Gemara says here. That's why there's the chash, and that would be an iser daraisa. We continue. Rishmuel b'shem Rabbi Yavo. Beis Hillel, yalfin meleches, heter mi meleches iser. So what does this mean? A little unclear, but we're going to go with one of the pshatim. Beis Hillel says, no, you learn meleches heter mi meleches iser. According to this understanding that we're going to say, this has crucial ramifications. Ilu asakein b'shabbos, shemeinu asur. Right, but if you did it on Shabbos, right, if you started a malacha on Shabbos, which wasn't finished till after Shabbos, wouldn't that be usur? Right, if you put something, what's the assumption here? If you put something, you started a malacha on Shabbos, which only was finished after Shabbos, of course, do you see that's a significant act? Just the beforehand. So too, if you did this significant act before Shabbos, and it only finished on Shabbos, that's going to be mutter. Because you see the starting of these malachas is significant. So if you started it on Shabbos, even if it finished before Shabbos, that's going to still be Asur Daraisa because you started it on Shabbos. So if you started it before Shabbos and it was only finished on Shabbos, that would be Mutter. Right? You learn Meleches Isser from Meleches, you learn a Meleches Heter from Meleches Isser. So that's one understanding. But take a step back. If this is the understanding of this line of the Gemara, what is it saying? Let's say I started a Melecha that takes a few minutes to do. What if I put a pot on a flame, 20 minutes left until Shabbos, but it takes 2 hours to cook. So the Gemara sounds like that would be a Nisa Daraisa. That would be a Nisa Daraisa if I started a Malacha on Shabbos. Right? What about a Malacha that for sure is going to take a long time? Right? Zorea. I plant a seed on Shabbos. Right? When is that going to take root? Not on Shabbos. It's going to take a while. Is that Asa Daraisa? There's a Malacha called Zorea. There's a Malacha called Zorea on Shabbos. And the malacha, the av malacha is putting a seed in the ground, watering the plant that's a tolda, but putting a seed in the ground. So what is that? Is that asa daraisa, zoreya? Do you compare zoreya and bishul? So that is a major machlokas achronim, and this line in the Yerushalmi plays a role. Machlokas, the minchas chinuch and the rishash. The minchas chinuch and the rishash. The minchas chinuch in Parshas Yisro, minchas chinuch usually he has what to say on every mitzvah, but on the mitzvah of Kiddush, the mitzvah of Zichris Shabbos, so he has 25 pages, or 20 pages, because he has what's called the Mosach Shabbos. He has something to say about every malacha. So, there on Zoreya, he says, Malacha Zoreya, the al Zoreya shezara chayiv af below hishrish v'niklat klal. He says, Zoreya, your chayiv, even if it never took root. Kagon. What if I put a seed in the ground and then somehow there's a major hurricane and the seed 5 minutes later gets pulled out of the ground and now is on the cement? Says the Minchas Chinuch, you violated the Isur Daraisa of Zoreya. Osha, take if higbiyam in a karka. I put it in the ground and I pick it up from the ground. Chayev al maisa Zoreya. Velo dami la'afia. The kodem shene'efe eino chayev. Unlike baking is result oriented. Cooking is result oriented. As it says in the Gemara, remember the Gemara in Shabbos in the Bavli, Daf Dalid, that if somebody puts something on the oven and I see he forgot it was Shabbos and I take it off, I save him from the malacha. Until it's cooked, he didn't do the malacha. So says the Minchas Chinuch, that's not like Zoreya.
Zri and Bishul is different. Bishul is result oriented. Tahasim ha'afiyah hiya malacha v'chayev b'shazafiyah. Aval hacha ha'malacha yazriya v'chayev tekif al azriya. That's an amazing chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch. And then he says, v'nira pashut. Even if you had das to pick it up when you put the seed in the ground. V'lo yitzmach la mikal makom ma'is azriya b'makom tzmicha asra ha'tara. V'zavi le'malacha. Im kein ha'vali kabona manas listar yikaz manas limchok v'adai chayev ala ma'isa ha'chana mikein nirli bar. According to the Minchas Chinuch, Pashtus, if you put a seed in the ground 5 minutes before Shabbos is over, right, and doesn't even have time to do anything, that would be also the Raisa. It's the Maisa Zriya. That would be just like Bishul. Just like Bishul. The Rishash says no. The Rishash says the Gemara says that Bishul wouldn't be good, right? The Gemara says they are in the Bavli. So according to this, our case over here, you have to understand how this line, if this line is saying something different, but the Rishash in Shabbos, there says, just find it for a second. The Rishash says, doesn't quote the Minchas Chinuch, even though they were basically contemporaries in the 1800s, says the, on the Malach of Zoraya, on Ayin Gimel in Shabbos, Av kol zeh shelo nishrash kaman deshadi b'kav d'dami. While it's still, if before it takes root, so it's like it's in the container still. Ayin menachas b'kol makom. Kimadai dizriyoso ata yishari shacharkach chayiv. Kimo ofiv etzola d'chayiv. Av v'yishenev v'nislacharkach. May elav vihine im lokar azera kodem shenishrash nira depata lamafreya amasha zara. Clearly, if you pick up the seed, you're going to be potter kivan delonis kaima machshavaso, and that's just like Bishul, just like Bishul. And he continues, and he says, whenever you undo a malacha, mashigin hacha hechad lo nishra shadayin lo nasa klum kamanda shada bekada dami. That's what he says. So you compare the two. While the Minchas Chinuch says no, there's a big difference between zoreya and Bishul. Okay, we continue. Says the Mishnah, Bishamei Omrim. Now, we're touching on many different malachas, which come up later in the Masechta. We spoke about a little Bishul, we spoke about a little Zoraya. Bishamei Omrim, ein person, mitsudos, the malach of trapping, tzeda. Ein person, mitsudos chayev ovos v'dag, yom alakadish yitzolu, yitzodu mirodom. You're not allowed to set out a trap, spread out a trap before Shabbos to trap chayos and ofos and dagim, unless they will be Kedesha Yatsudu, that there's enough time for them to be trapped before Shabbos. Because again, as we said, you can't set up a malacha and have it done on Shabbos. As long as the malacha started before Shabbos, that is good enough, says Beis Shammai. Or Beis Hillel Matir, Beis Hillel says no. There's a malacha of trapping. You can't trap on Shabbos, but if you put it out before Shabbos, that's not a problem. Good. The malacha of trapping is also, we are just talking about two, but now I'll add on a third. There are a number of malachas. Most malachas, there's no time lag. It happens right away. You clean, you separate, you shecht, you dig. Right? And it happens right away. But there are certain malachas that have a time lag. Zoreya, Bishul, he has another one, Tzeda, trapping. What did I do? I did something, and then memela, often the animal goes in. If I put the net on top of the animal, okay, that's trapping. But says the Aruch HaShulchan, Shin Tei Zayin Yud Aleph, Mishunehi malachas tzeda mikal hamalachas. Tzeda is a different. You can say that about four or five malachas. Hotzah is different, right? We spoke about that earlier. But tzeda, debechal hamalachas sorach lasus malacha. Aval gram malacha enochay min haTorah. Gram is asa derabanan. Right? Gram kibui is asa derabanan. Vil malachas tzeda, tzeda seems grama-ish, inherently. I put out the trap on Shabbos and the animal walks in, I'm chayv daraisa for trapping. Aren't I? Seems like grama. What did I do? Ve'ilu melechas seida, filu begrama chayiv. Dikid etnan. What does the Mishnah say later on? If there's a tzvi in my house and I close the door, I'm going to be chayiv. Ve'zeh grama. Sha'arei hu lo hichnis es atzvi lahabayis, ela atzvi nichnas me'atzmo. Ve'raku garam b'ne'ilas adeles shenitzot atzvi. The time of the mill said, the Beseda lomikri zeh grama, that's the malacha. That's the malacha. So tzeda is a unique context. Which we will discuss. Tosfos there in Shabbos discusses, I think on Daf Yud Zayin there, Tosfos discusses, Daf Yud Zayin speaks about the, actually, you know what? Tosfos quotes on Yerushalmi. So let's just do the first few lines and then we'll come back to that Tosfos. Beis Shammai Omer, v'cholo. Mi modia. What does that mean? Right, this is a conversation that takes place regarding a Mishnah in Maseches Beitza. Maseches Beitza, the Mishnah there describes that on Yontif, right, there's a Hachza Muksa on Yontif and on Shabbos. Let's say a guy, right, we'll read the Mishnah.
I put out a trap before Yontif, and then on Yontif I go there, and I see fish are trapped. I'm like, great, I'm going to have some fish on Yontif. I don't know if this fish was trapped before Yontif or on Yontif. If it was before Yontif, then fine. But if it's on Yontif, then it's muksa, because it wasn't trapped before Yontif. So it said, the Mishnah says, you can't take from it on Yontif unless you know. Im yodeya shenitzodu me'erav Yontif. Unless you know. And then the Gemara quotes, the Mishnah quotes a story. But the first part of that Mishnah says that you have to know. So now, the Gemara here has a conversation about that Mishnah, but it's parallel, it'll be parallel to our Mishnah. Mi modia, how do you know? How do you know if it was trapped before Yontif? So imnis kalkala mitzuda, if you see the whole trap is broken down when you go check on Yontif, then obviously the animal struggled for a while to get out, broke the trap, and therefore you know it's been here for a while. So davar barish and itzodim odyom. That must be from Friday. Vimlonis kalkala mitzuda, if the trap is still perfectly intact, davar barish and itzodim odyom. Then you know it was happened recently and it's muksa. Viafilonis kalkala mitzuda, and even if the trap is ruined, and therefore you would think beforehand, chash lomar shemalon itzodim odyom, how do you know? Maybe it struggled, but it was still after Shabbos, after Yontif started. How do you know? Amar Rav Yosi bar Bun, Biporish Becharshin. You set up the trap in a forest, meaning there's tons of animals there. So there's a very, very high probability that the animals went in. That's the case. That case in Beitza must be talking about a case where it's in a forest. And so too, add this in, and so too in our Mishnah, when Beishamai says, you can't set up the trap unless it was trapped before Yontif, before Shabbos. What does that mean? You put it in a forest. You put it in a forest. That's how you know basically it was trapped beforehand. Because you know, very high chance. Teda lachan, I'll prove to you. Shu kain ditzan, dug him. Because one of the animals, right, one of the Mishnah that I just read, Beitza Chavdalid in the Bavli, it says, Mitsudas chayev ofas v'dagim, and fish. So v'dagim lo makam yimitsuyim, where are you putting the net down? Obviously, where there's a lot of fish. So v'kob makam, shachayev of mitsuyim. So there must be a case where there's many, animals, chayev of are matsui. Period. So now, go back to that Tosfos and Shabbos, daf yud zayin. This is the same Mishnah, right? The same Mishnah, remember? The same Mishnah is in the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. So, where this Mishnah appears in the Bavli and Daf Yizayin Mabez, Ela Kadeshi Yitzudu, Tosva says, Mina Yada, Masa Yava Achaya. How do you know? V'yesh Lomar, Debi Yerushalmi, Mukila, Beparish Becharshin. Right? Look at the Yerushalmi. Right? It talks about a forest. The Mitsuyin Sham Chiyusa. Umairi Be'inyin Zeh, Shelo Yucha Lilkod, Be Mitsuda, Ela Echad Obeis. Okay, so he talks about has to be where it's not such a big trap. And then the other little one line Tosfos. Afagav to b'Shabbes nami impiris mitzuda in chayav chadash in yodeim yotzedim lav. Wow, Tosfos says if you put out a trap on Yontif and on Shabbos and it only gets trapped an hour later, is that a daraisa? Is that a daraisa? Tosfos sounds like not. So even if you do it on Shabbos, it's not going to be daraisa. So what's Beis Shammai talking about? Sometimes it can be daraisa. Kigon, shebishas, prisas, o yilkod. Sometimes the second you put out the trap, the animal's trapped. Right? So that would be daraisa. So that's why Beis Shammai would say you have to do that on Erev Shabbos. But Tosfos clearly says that if you just spread it and got trapped an hour later, that would only be derabanan. So you have to work out with that Aruch HaShulchan, what he said. Okay, continuing. We skip the next six words. Sovereign Meimar. So now, once we mentioned that Mishnah in Beitza, the Gemara now talks about the second part of that Mishnah in Beitza. The second of the Mishnah in Beitza says, remember, you have to know it was trapped before Yontif, but then it says, one time, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel was brought a fish from a goy on Yontif, and he said, oh, it's mutter, but I don't want to take it. So the Gemara says, Maisa Lister, how do you read that in the Mishnah? So the Gemara says you have to add in a few words there. Really, what the Mishnah is talking about, the Mishnah means to say, Suffolk, if you're not sure whether it was trapped before or not, it's Usser. Suffolk Muchan is Usser. Rabbi Gamliel says, Suffolk Muchan is Mutter. Like the story that the guy brought in the fish where he says, it's Mutter, I just don't want to take it. So you have to add that in. So the Gemara says, when the Mishnah said there that Rabbi Gamliel said, it's Mutter, but I don't want to take it, what does he mean by Mutter? So Sovereign Meimer, they thought to say, Mutar on Lamachar. Not that Rabbi Gamliel was going to take it to eat that day by Suffolk Muchan. You're not sure, but you could take it. He wasn't gozer so much that you can't even be metaltel it. You just can't eat it. So when Gamliel says, Safik Muchan, if you're not sure if it was trapped before Yantif over there, he just meant to say that you're allowed to take it, but you're still not allowed to eat it. Rabbi Chizkia, Rabbi Uziel, Bered de Rav Chunya, Debras Chavrin, that person, Mutarn Mamish. No, they say you can even eat it. Safik Muchan is mutter to eat. Sovereign Maimar, Sveiko Hitiru, because they matered the Safik. Reb Hanani, Reb Yodnasan, Treveon Amrin, Safik Hachin, Asur. Safik is Asur. Reb Yochan Amrin, Safik Hachin, Mutter. Period. Remember, we're talking here about Muksa, Nolad, which is Pashtus and Isser Durabanan. Right? It's a Chomer Isser Durabanan, as I said at the beginning of Beitza, but it's still a Durabanan. So, Safik Asur, that's a Chiddush. Usually, so they write Durabanan Lakula. But here we're saying Safik, the Shita that says Safik is Asur, that's a Chiddush. Period. But in any case, says the Gemara, but wait a minute. We're talking about an item that belonged to a guy, right? That he brought to Rabbi Gamliel. Are items of a guy in the world of Muksa? This is a very lumdish question. Because how do you view Muksa? Muksa means separate. The opposite of Muksa is Muchan. Muchan means prepared for Shabbos. Muksa means separate and not prepared. So if something I don't think about, does that mean it's out of my das, not out of my das? A guy stuff, he doesn't think about Shabbos, so it's not Muchan. But it's not for sure not Muchan. So does a guy stuff, is that subject to the rules of Muksa? That's a big topic, which the Gemara brings up here. Reb Chiya Ruba, Reb Shimon Barabi. Chad Amar, a guy tzarech hachen. Yeah, a guy needs hachana. His stuff is Muksa, unless... and if it's not designated for Shabbos, then it's also Muksa. V'charana amar ein ha-goy tzorach ha-chein. No, that doesn't. Goy is not in the world of Muksa. So, machlokos Reb Chiya Ruba and Reb Shimon Barabi. V'lo yadan yadinan man amar do, man amar do. I didn't know who says what. Min ma de Rav, ma'ani, ma'isi, kumi Reb Chiya Ruba. One time, Rav, it was a yantif, and Rav was delayed in coming to visit Reb Chiya Ruba. V'amar le, hey Navisa, where are you? There was a caravan of non-Jews passing. And they gave me some figs. I was eating some figs. So, and that's Rav said that. So it must be Rav, who was a Talmud of Reb Chiya. He must be the one, Reb Chiya Ruba must be the one that says, there's no Isser, there's the, of a, by a goy, because you see, Rav took from the figs. Chat Talmud means Simoi, there was a student of Rav Simoi, also La Antivirus. He went to this place of Antivirus where the non-Jews lived. Va'aisun le darmaskina va'achal. They brought him some plums and he ate them. You don't know, were they picked before Shabbos or you hunted for after? Chat Talmud with Rav Shimon Levi, Ozol Taman. A student of Rav Shimon Levi went there. Va'aisile darmaskina va'achal. He did eat the plums. Vasav Amar Kumi Rabbi, and he went to tell his Rebbe, Reb Shua ben Levi, Amar Le, do not, because he does eat Rav Simoi. He went to tell his Rebbe, you know, the other guy ate. He's like, don't worry, he has a Rebbe. He's going following Rav Simoi. Rav Simoi Amar, I know I'm Machmir, but there's another Rebbe out there. I recognize that there are other opinions, right? Anava. I'm not the only opinion. Period. Rebbe Yavo, B'shem Rav Shua ben Levi, Rebbe Yavo. Once we quoted this story about a Talmud of Reb Shua ben Levi, anonymous, the Gemara quotes this story, maybe to imply that that Talmud must have been Rabbi Yavo, because he was a Talmud of Reb Shua ben Levi. Rabbi Yavo, dim demonios shebekerem hare elu asuros. 10 different shatim, what this means, but we're going to go with one shot. Continuing. Unripe, let's say you go to your vineyard and you see unripe grapes on the floor, they're usher. You have to assume they might have fallen off right now. Falling off right now. Right, Rav Huna, b'shem Rav, sheitzim shebekafis hareilu mutarin. But if they're in the middle, if they fell into a bunch of thorns, and they're in the middle of the thorns, then obviously they didn't just fall down. Because they must have fallen a while, and the thorns grew above them, so those would be muchan, and you'd be able to use them on Shabbos. Okay, we'll have to stop here by the Mishnah.